Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is February 12, 2022. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and I say sometimes informative show on earth. If you have come here today to think you're going to walk away more intelligent, turn the dial. Just turn the dial and wait till tonight and go to the alien shows. You're going to get a lot more out of the alien shows than Radio Law Talk if you're trying to get intelligent.
Well, there is a way they could walk away feeling that they're more intelligent, because after listening to us, they go, I know more than those guys. I feel more intelligent.
I'm smarter than those guys.
I wasn't giving myself enough credit for my intelligence.
That's my co-host, Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and we've got our producer, Cal Hunter. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't take this as gospel. Remember, the only time you can use this is around the dinner table when the in-laws come. And the mother-in-law or the father-in-law say that same thing every time. And it drives you nuts, right? It drives you nuts when I say, you know, they say, son. And then you say, whoa, I will counter the they say with a Radio Law Talk quote. And that's the only time you can use this. Isn't that right?
That's true. That's true. Although, sometimes, thinking about that, sometimes when the they say comes up, it's usually in the context if it's a younger couple and their in-laws. You know, they say that if you don't give your parents grandbabies within a certain number of time, that could affect your will.
There's a lot of those.
A lot of that.
We're going to talk about some fun stuff today. The main thing we're going to talk about in the beginning is Super Bowl lawsuits, right? Super Bowl lawsuits. Oh, can we use the word Super Bowl? This is a news program, so we can use that word.
But let's be correct.
What?
Let's just call it grand piece of
football.
No, grand piece of dinnerware game coming up. That way, grand piece is super dinnerware bowl. We'll just keep it neutral so they won't know what we're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. So the
dinnerware bowl.
Yes, the dinnerware bowl.
Let's just change it to the Fred Penny bowl.
That would be. Or we could change it to the Kitty bowl.
We're going to talk about the Kitty bowl when we come back. That is a funny issue we're going to talk about the big game coming tomorrow. Lawsuits that have occurred because of the big game.
Absolutely.
Right? There are some killer, funny lawsuits we're going to go over. There's probably four of them, and one involves the Kitty Bowl. And you're going to say, what the heck? What is the Kitty Bowl? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Queen's Gambit lawsuit. I have no idea what Queen's Gambit is.
Gambit.
Queen's Gambit.
That's exactly why I don't know, because I said it wrong. If I would have known what it was, I would have said it properly. But it's obviously a weird show that Todd loves.
It was a show that got popular on Netflix, especially during, because it came out in 2020. So it was still during that everybody's locked down pandemic type. And so people were looking for something to watch. That one got very popular.
Denise, you like it too?
I really liked it.
Well, what's it about? What's it generally about?
It's about a very exceptional chess player who competes on the national and then international field. And
a chess mistress, you could say.
Yes.
A female chess player.
Yes. A very striking.
Right.
Yeah, so, extremely striking.
Much like me?
Fred, I want to give you props where props are due. No, sorry, can't go there. If you and her were in a lineup,
right,
you'd be able to pick one out from the other.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, one's a girl, one's a boy.
Yes.
Hey, we're going to talk about Sarah Palin lawsuit against the New York Times. That's really interesting, especially the little tidbits that we kind of are talking about. I'm going to tease you a little bit. That's a hill to climb, is all I'm going to say. Even though there's some pretty clear stuff that came out against her that shouldn't have, but it's still a rough hill to climb when you are a celebrity out there and people talk about you.
A public figure.
Yeah. I guess the question is, would we become? Can people talk about Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kuhnin? Are we public figures yet?
I don't think I.
I think that'll take a year or two.
I don't know. We're both temporary judges. Doesn't that kind of elevate us to
good point.
No, that lowers us because they're desperate. They need someone now.
I just wonder how if you ever made it to public figure status.
Yes.
How long would you have to be out of the limelight before you no longer had that public figure status? And we're talking about this, and we'll talk about this with regard to the Sarah Palin issue, because it affects the burden of proof for defamation and slander, whether the person that is making the claim, I was defamed, were you a public figure or not? Because if you were, it's a different standard of proof.
See, because Cal Hunter, yes, our producer, yes, was a very famous, notice I say was, public figure. In fact, I've talked to people, because at one time you're the head news anchor of ABC, an ABC affiliate out of Idaho and Northern California.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Channels 3, which was CBS, Channel 6, which was ABC, and then ABC in Northern California for almost 14 years. Yeah.
And when you walked around the streets, Cal, did people like want your autograph?
Yes, and I was subject to many a slanderous article in the newspaper because we were intense competitors, and they did not like me very much. And if they could find any little thing, it would be all over it. Yeah.
Is that why you haven't won any Emmys yet?
I'm pretty sure it is. I didn't pass the background.
Cal Hunter found passed out in a dark alley in a 2% milk drunken coma.
One time, Diet Cola puts me out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the travesty.
So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what's very interesting to me is that University of California is being sued for basically sexual harassment and sexual abuse, and they settle the case. And the numbers were shocking to me. And what shocks me more than that, and we're going to talk about this lawsuit, this is the second lawsuit. The first one paid out even more money about apparently the ones, gynecologists, that are not being apparently proper in the way they do things. And these lawsuits are absolutely huge. I couldn't believe the numbers. And then another university had to pay out. We're going to talk about that stuff. That's really interesting.
I think we need a whole separate folder for the Radio Law Talk show prep that says, they mess up and we pay.
Well, no, they mess up and we make money on talking about it.
I say we. I mean, I'm speaking for myself as a taxpayer, non-affiliated lawyer group. Or they mess up and Fred makes money. You know, though
that's what I like about it. Works, yeah, right? That's exactly right. We also have, we're going to talk about, there's basically lawsuits going on about baby loungers. We've got Venice Beach is probably one of the most interesting cases we're going to talk about Venice Beach. We were recently down in Venice Beach. And those of you who don't know where Venice Beach is, it's Southern California. And it is a beautiful part of California. The beaches are gorgeous. And it's turned into a homeless encampment. Not a little bit, but a major homeless encampment. And the beautiful beaches are being taken over. There's garbage everywhere. And now people are getting fed up. And there's like an association that decided to bring suit against Los Angeles, and we're going to talk about that. We've got so much to talk about. We're going to talk about college athlete group status, about filing lawsuits. We've got, again, other things we're going to talk about. And we've got case or no case, but Cal, I don't know if you want to tease them this early. I don't think do we have time to do a quick
tease? No, I will just say this. The case or no case revolves around one of the most prominent inventors of our time who did something that you and I might say was a little silly. That's coming up on Case or No Case after we take our first break.
Adventure of our time. That's it's your time or my time? Because that's a big gap.
I said hour to keep it vague.
I think it's your time, not my time. When we come back, we're going to talk about, do a Case or No Case, Super Bowl lawsuits, Queen's Gambit, and Sarah Palin. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk still to come right here on your favorite local radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can listen to the show free. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue right after this. We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Boys are weird.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk. This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Welcome back. Before we get back into case or no case, we had a wonderful comment from a listener on Fireside. We have the Fireside app that tunes in to Radio Law Talk for 1 hour in the morning. We're a 3-hour show, live 9 to noon Pacific time, or you can hear it on our podcast. You can go to our website. We have our podcast. It's on all the major podcast forums, not forums, what would be the forums, such as Spotify, iHeart, Google, et cetera, et cetera. My good friend Stephanie brought up a great point. She said, Fred, what is the cost to the consumers or us individuals for frivolous lawsuits in the United States? And I said, wow, what a great question. I don't know that. Mr. Todd, the research guru, jumped on the internet and found a site that did a study, supposedly, and noted the cost to us consumers. What?
Well, Towers Watson is the folks that did the study. It came from 2011 looking at 2010. And they did note that 2010 was odd because that was the Deepwater Horizon, which caused a lot of lawsuit costs to go up anyway. But according to that study for 2010, it was around $260 billion.
With a B?
With a B.
And so that's about $800 per person.
$857 per person. That's across the United States. So that's a lot. And interesting study out there.
And you wonder why people don't like lawyers, huh? Cal, do what
we're
we do
not all
here.
Lawyers that filed those suits, right?
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Well, here we go. Ford liked to name cars very simply in their early years. Between 1903 and 1938, all of their cars were named four letters. They had the Model A, the Model B, the Model C, the Model F, the Model K, the Model N, the Model R, the Model S, and the Model T, and the Model Y. Those were all Ford cars between 1903 and 1938. Well, Elon Musk likes to keep things complicated, it seems. So he filed a copyright on the Model E. He wanted to use the E in between the letters S and X on his Tesla. He wanted to call the car the Tesla Sex 5. That was his goal. That was the executives of Ford caught wind of this and said, wait a minute. You can't copyright a letter for a car's name. That's what we do. So they went to their millions of lawyers in Dearborn, Michigan, in the Ford headquarters and said, we think we might have a case. Or is it a no case? Fred, what do you think?
Wow, coming to me first.
Wow.
That's very interesting.
Why not?
I learned something today. I always thought you always hear Model T, the Model A. I never heard of the C, D, E, F, Z, whatever.
Nor I.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, let's not even talk about if it's a case or no case. Ford, don't forget, you can only have patents for a certain amount of time. Right? You can't have them for a lifetime. Isn't that correct? And I don't do patent law, and I don't do, you know,
well, you can
intellectual law.
You can renew also, right?
Yes, you can renew. Right. That's exactly right. But okay. Doesn't mean it's for. But do you think that they're doing the E, the Model E? Are they renewing that? I doubt it. So I'm going to say this is a scenario, but not a case. There's no lawsuits filed because I think Elon Musk thought, nah, I'm not going to do this. But he wanted the S-E. K car, SEC car, not the one with the X.
No, he wanted the, I'm telling you, this, he wanted the X. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I've never said, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
It's a weird thing, I agree.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think from a marketing perspective, and Elon Musk, to me, I think would be good at marketing. This would be a terrible idea for Tesla. Because first, he's got to look at the depreciation value of the SEX. You know, it loses $3,000 the minute you drive that thing off the lot. You're married to your car. After a year, the car wouldn't even run if that was the model name of the car.
Oh, no,
okay?
he's comparing it to a marriage.
Okay, so it wouldn't, you know, pretty soon, it's one of these smart cars, right? Now the car is nagging you before it even drives.
Hey,
I'd like to go to McDonald's. You know, you're getting kind of fat, and it's hard for me to carry you around here, sir. We're not. I think that this is just a bad idea. Musk would never do this because that's exactly where he'd go. No case.
Okay, so charge me or take out the garbage. Got it. Okay.
Exactly.
Wait, is that a good therapy session for Todd or what?
I don't know.
Pretty good. Denise, what do you think about this? Is this a case or is it nay, as they say in Scotland? Is it nay a case or a case? What do you think?
Well, I could see Tesla. I could see Musk wanting to name his car the Model Sex.
Yeah.
I actually could see that. That would be something that would please him. So,
in kind of an odd way, don't you think?
Yes, yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. And I do think it'd be, I think he'd get a subtle giggle out every time he heard somebody say the Model Sex. But
Model
I don't think it's a case. I do think, yeah, because Exactly. Ford wouldn't sue Tesla. We would have heard of Ford versus Tesla over Model X. I'm sorry. Sex.
Model E.
But notice, notice how many times she said that word.
Yeah.
What, Tesla?
Yes.
Tesla. Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So I think that it is something that our creative...
Means I appreciate you.
Yeah, tell us.
You get in the car to start it up, and it's not now. I have a headache. Exactly. It's just no. This is not going to work. That model is a terrible name for a car.
You forgot the date that you bought me.
Yeah, I'm only going to drive.
Oh my gosh.
I'm only going to drive you for a minute and a half.
Oh, this is getting.
You
bad.
Get in the car. Do you know what today is?
Exactly.
Uh oh.
With those automatic software update day. Okay, so here's the story.
Oh, this went off the rails.
According to Elon Musk himself,
yes,
this is a true story. Did happen.
It happened.
And
but...
Ford did come at him and say, Elon, do you really want to get tangled up in a lawsuit with us over this? And Elon said, no.
However, woo, Fred Penny.
Yes, you went. So most car manufacturers, even Ford, use names now, like the inexplicable Taurus, as an example, right? No Tesla Model A, no Tesla Model T. Mercedes uses letters, but they use numbers thereafter, all to avoid right. this very same copyright issue that Ford went after with Elon Musk. They learned their lesson a long time.
So no lawsuit.
No case.
No lawsuit.
No lawsuit as well. No case.
There was communication between the legal departments, shall we say. Right?
All right, let's go out. We'll come back and talk a little bit about Super Bowl.
Next time, Charles Harrison. Don't Google him, but Charles Harrison next hour on Case or No Case.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reportedly planning today to evacuate the embassy in Ukraine, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning a Russian invasion of Ukraine is now looking more and more imminent.
We don't know whether President Putin has made that decision, but we do know that he has put in place the capacity to act on very short notice.
The Pentagon announcing yesterday another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are going to Poland, joining 1,700 already assembling there as a demonstration of American commitment to NATO allies who are worried at the prospect of Russia invading Ukraine. Dozens of demonstrators still protesting at a busy border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Canadian truckers still protesting Canada's new rule requiring them to be fully vaccinated when crossing the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Lotta. I like that show.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk.
Listening to Radio Law Talk.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
As we come up to the big game tomorrow, Sunday, we're going to talk about some of the interesting lawsuits that occurred over the big game. And, We're a news station, and we can mention the Super Bowl, but it's just it comes down to what are some off the wall things that happen. The NFL was sued in 2020. Well, they were threatened to be sued in 2020. The NFL, Pepsi, and a local cable company by an individual Christian evangelist or activist out of Ohio. And the interesting thing about this is, I don't really watch, I know this sounds weird, I don't watch the Super Bowl. I'm not one of those guys. Will it be on while I'm at a family event? Yes. Do I sit there and watch it? No, I've never. I can't even remember ever really watching it, with the exception is the commercials are pretty good. That's exactly right. But I think this one's going to be an interesting one. You know why I like it? It's because it's kind of underdogs. It's not the same people playing, right?
Are you serious?
Yes, it's Burrows and the Cincinnati Bengals and the L.A. Rams. And they're you don't see them all the time in the Super Bowl. And it's kind of a shocker they're playing. But
translation, it's not Tom Brady.
Well, yeah, or it's not the Chiefs or it's not the Patriots, right? But what happens is, halftime shows are getting more and more elaborate and more racy. Mm-hmm. And what happened here in 2020 is some dance action by J-Lo and who is the other?
Shakira. One of the best halftime shows.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm not trying to say, go for or against Christianity because I'm a Christian. I say that. But I watched it. Okay, yeah, she did some kind of spreader, the legs were spreading during some, jumping and stuff, but it didn't show anything, and it was pretty, but I guess the lawsuit he wanted to bring was, and I like to read this stuff, and Todd's going to call me. I'm going to let you talk, call me, because he's biting his tongue. Because this is the deal. He said that he turned the halftime show off because I'm not going to give the guy little kudos for his name, because you know why? I found out he had a podcast and he was trying to build up his podcast. Hence, us, Denise and Todd and I say a lot of times these lawsuits occur because they need some more publicity, right?
Yep.
And so this is what he was worried about. And I quote, he was worried about being in danger of hellfire. So he's now ready to take action because he's now in danger of hellfire. He's going to let the spirit. He didn't want to let that bad spirit in his house. Right. He also talked about pandering pornography, et cetera, et cetera. Now, look, I mean, why did you turn it on then? There's an off button, right?
Yeah, I keep waiting for, and after 45 minutes, I had to turn that thing off. After I watched it for the 15th time, I was, you file the lawsuit, and what is it now? That is going to be evidence that everybody's going to have to watch. You got 12 jurors are going to have to watch this. Whatever happened to turn the other cheek, which might have well been what led to the lawsuit to begin with, but still, just let it go. Let it go.
Or just turn it off.
Yes, turn it off.
The puppy bowl.
Yes, exactly. You talked about Super Bowl shows getting more elaborate, right? So I did a quick search here. In 1990, up until 1990, the halftime shows were marching bands from college. In 1991, that was Super Bowl 25. That's when New Kids on the Block came on.
Ooh,
in 92, it was Gloria Estefan. But then the big one happened, and this is what set the bar for halftime shows going forward. 1993, one performer, Michael Jackson.
Wow.
He performed in 93, amazing. And after that, it was, okay, the NFL, they kind of, this is great, but we can't go back to marching bands now after that. We've got to keep upping the bar and getting people that are popular. So they reach out to others, and they had their, a country-themed one at one time. Then they had rock and roll. I remember Aerosmith out
Paul
there.
McCartney, Rolling Stones.
Doing all that. And then they've got to they just have to keep going. And the further you go, the more you're going to run the risk of bringing somebody that doesn't think twice about dropping an F-bomb or making a rude gesture or wearing, skimpy clothing or things like that. But that's what the NFL is going for. So,
What's interesting also is it's not just that, but it's so much more elaborate that they have to take more time. Halftime is longer now than it was before. I don't remember what the amount of minutes are.
I thought it was 20 minutes initially, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's longer than it used to be. Halftime's, I don't know what.
Somebody could sprain their ankle on the third play of the first quarter and be fully recovered by the time the team comes back out in the third quarter to play.
Players will tell you at halftime they're in there, they're in the tub, they're on the stretching machines, they're all that stuff as if the game were over, like it's two separate games.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's because it takes a while. I mean, and you see it, they set props up and stuff like that. So that's one of the lawsuits that was kind of interesting. Well, he threatened it. I don't know that he ever brought it, but he had a podcast and it helped his podcast out. But then you've got MIA, Mia. I don't know if it's MIA, and she is a rapper, and I'm not quite sure I understand who she is, but apparently even prior to this lawsuit, and by the way, this one was a lawsuit, what her MO is to use a certain finger on TV, which you're not allowed to do. And she apparently did it prior to the Super Bowl, and she was the warm-up band of some sort for Madonna, and she flashed easily this finger that she has a tendency to flash in other times that she's done.
Yeah, she flipped off the camera.
Yeah.
She does it all the time. I'm looking her up really quickly. Apparently, shocker, missing in action. That's what her acronym stands for.
Okay. Okay.
But she's British, and she's performing at the Super Bowl. Yeah, if this person has this thing in their normal stage show that you see all the time, and this is, part of their brand, so to speak. Well, if it's part of their brand and you're going to put them on stage, you have to expect that that part of their brand is going to come out.
But right. They contract around that. They contract around and they said your act has to be wholesome.
Right.
And, you have to remember, we're not just talking about the NFL. We're talking about the station that is hosting the NFL, too.
That has an FCC license liability. Right.
And if you guys remember Janet Jackson's, you know, wardrobe malfunction cost ABC a lot of money.
Well, the NFL asserted in this one, this was what, 2014, was it? Approximately? No, at 2012. $16.6 million in damages. And then she got fined $1.5 million fine. But there's 167 million viewers during the 2012 Super Bowl. But that's what she did, and that's what's going on. They settled the lawsuit for an undisclosed amount, but you know, basically they said it was a flagrant disregard for the values that form the cornerstone of the NFL brand in the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. But anyway,
the NFL is aggressive about protecting their brand.
Yes, reputation. Basically, they want to say our reputation is for wholesomeness.
Except when it comes to those microphones that they have the players wear so that you can hear the quarterback barking out the signals, and those microphones are still active after somebody, say, drops a ball and it's still close to the quarterback. And then you have a verbal utterance from the quarterback that essentially means the same thing as that gesture that Mia made.
But I don't think it ever goes online. I think they've got it delayed.
It's delayed. It depends. Like, so, for example, just full disclosure here, I'm a big 49er fan.
Thank you.
And I love George Kittle.
Likewise.
And sure enough, you can go on YouTube where you can hear George Kittle drops F-bomb after he drops a pass, and it was just a couple of games before the end of the season, and
really?
It didn't get censored out. And part of it was because, well, is it part of the games that are being broadcast on network television? But, you know, sometimes they broadcast these games on Amazon Prime. They broadcast the games on Hulu. Nickelodeon had it. And it didn't get censored out of that broadcast. And so, well, there you go.
Interesting. So there we go. That was another interesting lawsuit with a big game. A third one that we're going to talk about is streaming failure. There's a streaming failure that occurs. Don't forget, nowadays... let's see, we got a little bit of time. There's these streaming apps and or streaming companies that are just as big as the ABC, CBS, NBCs. We're going to talk about that lawsuit and another former quarterback that gets sued about Super Bowl tickets. We'll be back.
Well, lots of interesting stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk. All you have to do is stay right there because we'll take a break and then the show will continue very shortly. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So not last year, but the year before, we had the Niners and the Chiefs play in the Super Bowl. And what happened was there between 300,000 and 700,000 people during some crucial moments of the Super Bowl, the streaming got cut out. And that was the streaming. You know, there's all these streaming, like what are they?
Services.
Yeah, but what are they called?
Hulu's,
the
Hulu, Amazon Pandora. Prime. Any of those.
Amazon Prime. Would,
yeah. Yeah, anything. Yeah. Essentially, anything other than you would watch on through cable or television,
right.
or network television,
or
they stream these in other ways.
So what happens?
And they monetize it. So like if they're going to put the Super Bowl on, then you're going to pay a little bit for that.
Right, extra. That's exactly.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they did that, and they said it was equivalent to a $200 per person approximately loss. And so a class action suit came forth. And this class action suit they're trying to get out of, saying that, first of all, isn't it based out of Australia, an Australian person that brought it? And this is back in, November 2021, this is going on. So it's a little bit old news, but we're just telling about any of the lawsuits that occurred during or because of Super Bowl. But basically the judge held in November, the case is going to go forward at this time. You're going to do discovery and figure out more details. And that was as of November 2021. We don't have the update. At least I don't have the update. I couldn't find the update. What's going on? But
I'd just be curious to know if the drop in streaming service is what prevented Jimmy Garoppolo from hitting Sanders over the top for a clear touchdown when they've done that play all year. And then he overthrows the guy in the game with. I digress.
Well, obviously it was.
Yes, clearly it was. Yes.
But anyway, that was another. But here's the interesting one, the lawsuit that occurs. And this is, we're going back. We're going back in time to a guy by the name of Rodney Pete. I know, Todd, you remember
Rodney Pete. I remember Pete. Rodney Pete.
Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles for about three. He had a 16-year career, but he was only starter for that period with the Eagles.
And then Detroit Lions backup.
Yeah, he bounced around as a career backup outside that four-year stint with the Eagles. And his wife, Holly Robinson Pete, actress.
Right. Yes.
Very well known.
That's how I know him.
Yeah.
Mr. Her.
Isn't that interesting, Denise? The thing that, and then Todd and even Cal, I want to mention this. I've kind of looked in and studied the NFL a little bit, but these quarterbacks that are the backup quarterbacks don't get the big money, but they'll still make $6 million a year, $5 million a year. What a great gig. I'm going to sit there and just throw the ball around to my teammates for fun. Never get tackled.
Holding the clipboard.
Charting plays.
And
pretending to be the other team in practice.
Yeah, okay. And doing that and getting $6 million a year.
Yep.
And if you do that for, I'm not saying he got, because this is back a little further in time, but you know, let's say you get millions a year to do that for. Then you can play a long time because you're not hurt, right? 16 years, 15, now 12 years. Was he 12 years?
But you still have to have the talent because if the number one guy goes down, you've got to go in and do something. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was just here for the medical plan. I have to go in and play?
I know.
It's like the guys that join the military so they can get a degree in computer science. Wait, I got to go fight?
Come on.
What the heck?
Oh, no, here's the best part. You know when the backup quarterback comes in, they're all like, oh, crud. You know, the defensive player's going, all right, three runs in a row. We know they ain't going to be passed.
Yeah.
There's no pass. So that's what's going on. But anyway, tell what happened. You, someone else, go ahead. I've talked the whole time.
So Rodney Pete, it was a couple years ago. No, this was the year that the Patriots played the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots going in undefeated. They had the chance to be the first team since 72
Miami Dolphins
to run the table, regular season playoffs, and they play Eli Manning. Don't get me started on it. And the Giants, and Pete wanted to go to the game, and so he contracts with his company to purchase tickets. They're like $11,500 a ticket, and I wanted to buy four, five, six of them, something like that. And the deal was he paid half up front, and if he paid the rest before the game.
Eight tickets, by the way.
Eight tickets, and if he paid the rest before the game, it was one price, but if he waited till after the game, it was another price. Well, he only paid the half up front. He never paid the other half, ever. And he was sued by the ticket agency, the broker, for not only the remaining balance, but for the attorney's fees and costs. And you just scratch your head.
So, man.
Yeah, you scratch your head wondering. Look, anybody, I don't know Pete's side of the story with this, but from an outsider looking in, it's like, if you knew the price and you knew you only paid half, you ought to know you owe the other half. What is your defense here?
Well, this is why radio stations collect for political advertising in front of the election, because losers don't pay.
Oh, that's true.
Good point.
Cal knows that little trick. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That, as a criminal defense attorney, when I was in private practice, you get your money up front before the case resolves. If you're going to take payments, but do it before the case resolves, because if you wait till after the case resolves,
and they're in jail.
You're never going to see that money, ever.
Yeah.
Even.
Win or lose sometimes, yeah.
Even win or lose. Yeah, win or lose. I've had both.
Wow.
Right. So. Sometimes you make it look too easy, and they say, oh, I could have done it myself.
Yeah.
How's family law? How do they work generally?
It's very similar. In fact, probably the biggest losses I've ever had, suffered money-wise, would be custody, because you get pulled in.
Right.
You feel really, you know, that it's really important for the child or whatever, and you don't get paid sometimes.
Somebody doesn't like the result, and so they figure that gives them a right to hold your fee hostage, in a sense.
Or they like the result, they do well, but they say, oh, I could have done it myself. I can't tell you how many times
really? That's
happened. Yeah, because I make it look easy. It's what? Not something
that's
that
That's because you're so good at what you do.
Yes.
You know, Bing Crosby said, that's my problem I have when I go out and sing, because I make it look so easy.
part of my fee, it might be easy, but it's still stressful. And part of my fee is so that you can avoid the stress of having to learn it and do it, right? Because you didn't know anything about this before you found yourself in this situation.
Right.
They're going to take years. Not only does it take 4 years of law school or 3 years, it takes another 10 years just to know your crap.
That's true.
Absolutely.
So it's not going to be. I love the people who call them. Yeah, I was looking on the internet and it said this and that. I'm like, well, then go ahead and take care of your case through the internet if you want to do that.
So nobody likes to pay the plumber once the water is running.
855-529-7234 if you want to call in. 855-529-7234 if you want to talk to us about any lawsuits or potential cases from the big game coming up. I wonder what is going to happen this Sunday with fights. Are there any fights that are going to occur in the stands? Because you know what?
Oh,
as
sure.
an individual, I have represented NFL players, and I've been to a number of NFL games. The problem is alcohol and sports sometimes don't mesh very well.
This is the only reason I would say that. I mean, because there were fights in the NFC Championship game. One guy, he's still in a coma in the hospital as a result of the NFC Championship game played down in SoFi.
Recently.
But the reason why I say I think it's less of a chance, not zero, but less of a chance, is the Super Bowl ticket. This has been a complaint about people, the Super Bowl ticket and those who go. It's become a corporate issue. It's so expensive that to get the average fan that would go to your games during the season.
The average fighting fan, you mean?
Yeah, to get them into the Super Bowl, it's cost prohibitive because the tickets are through the roof, sky high in terms of price. It becomes this corporate thing where all the executives go and you know, they pull the kids out of private school to go to the game. Wow, that's great. Do I get a new poodle? And it's just, you know, those aren't the fighting fans. Right?
So you're saying it's going to be more. I paid $25,000 for this, and you guys are playing terrible, and they're going to be in a bad mood, and there's going to be fights. But
I think the only reason a fight would break out is because something on the menu in their stand was sold. Well, I wanted the fried calamari and that vintage wine, and I didn't get it, so I have to hit somebody. That's the only reason a fight would break out.
Think about this, though. Think about this. And they always ask, why do you go to live football? I've been to live, you know, pro football. It's fun. It's the energy. But why? I don't get it. The Super Bowl is publicized so well, and it's done so professionally over the big screen TV with all the commercials and the halftime show. Why wouldn't you watch it from home and spend?
I know the commercials are part of the fun. Yeah.
It's the prestige of saying you were there. There have only been 57 of them in history, okay. And I went to one of them.
All right, we're going to talk about Queen's Gambit lawsuit and Sarah Palin hour two. Firesiders, thanks for joining us. We'll be back after this with Denise, Todd, myself, Frederick Benny, and our producer, Cal Hunter.
Thank you, Fred. There's lots of Radio Law Talk still coming up right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. And remember, we are live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. And we'll be right back at 6 minutes after the next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.